Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone here to the November meeting of the Eastern Lancaster County School Board. I hope you all had a great day as November is slipping away and getting closer to Thanksgiving. I hope you find our meeting tonight to be informative and good news to come out of it. Just a few announcements before I get going here. The board held an executive session before the meeting to discuss a personnel issue. And also, Dr. Hollister will not be present with us tonight as he is using a vacation day at this time. All right. At this time, Mrs. Geyer will lead us in a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance. All right, thank you. We have the agenda before you. Are there any modifications to the agenda? All right, hearing none, do I have a motion to approve of the agenda?
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Been probably moved to the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. The agenda is approved. Student of the Month presentation, Dr. Sanger.
Thank you, President Wenzel. We have two of our four Students of the Month here this evening, so I'm happy to introduce them, but I'll introduce those that are not here first. Our characteristic of the month was that of integrity, and that falls under the doing what's right principle of the Spartan Way. Our freshman learner of the month was Kylie Johns. Kylie is the daughter of Terrence and Laurie Johns of New Holland, and she is currently taking several honors courses and received distinguished honor roll since middle school. Natalie Whitra is our sophomore student of the month. Natalie is the daughter of Alyssa Whitra from New Holland, and Natalie is currently enrolled in several honors courses and received honor roll status since middle school. She is also a member of our student council and our tennis team. Kira Bixler. Kira is with us here tonight. She is the daughter of Scott and Janelle Bixler from East Earl. Kira is enrolled in several honors courses. She's also participating in our dual enrollment program and received distinguished honors since seventh grade. Kira is also a member of our Class of 2023 club. Congratulations to Kira. And then finally, our senior student of the month is Brock Barshinger. Brock is the son of Andrew and Kristen Barshinger of Denver. Brock has taken several honors courses over the years and has maintained honor roll since seventh grade. He's also highly involved in our music department. Brock Barshinger. Thank you, President Wessel.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Sanger. And could we have another round of applause for our students tonight? Dr. Hollister usually gives a little going away, saying that your models to be held up, this carries as you go on with your high school careers into the world. You know, this is an honor that you have Garden Spot behind you. So, is an influence and influence upon other members in your class and grades that it's a great honor that has been bestowed upon you. Thank you. All right. At this time, we have citizens of the district comments. We'll start with the online comments.
Yes, Mr. President, we have three comments that were submitted online. The first is from Linda Sad from Terry Hill, PA. I would like to recommend a resource for board members to utilize with regard to COVID-19 awareness and policy decisions. The pandemic landscape changes rapidly with regard to transmission, immunity, and variants. Dr. Caitlin Jetalina and an epidemiology researcher and educator at the University of Texas School of Public Health. She provides daily updates on COVID in several public forums. You can find her column on Facebook under Your Local Epidemiologist. She also has an email subtract available for a small subscription fee. Her information is 100% data-driven. She presents the information in an easy-to-understand format. She also provides educational resources through Zoom conferences, often focusing on school needs. I believe the board would find her resources helpful. Thank you for your time and consideration. The next comment is from Dan and Lindsay Heisig at 1126 Village Circle, Denver, PA. Members of the Elanco School Board, this letter is a follow-up to the extensive letter we submitted individually to the members of the board, as well as to the agenda of the Committee of the Whole meeting on September 13, 2021. This letter can be found on public record of the minutes for reference. We sincerely hope you've reflected on our position that banning specific content on the Brain Pop program is openly racist. The content that has come up for debate is that which gives equal representation to Black, Indigenous, and people of color. Brain Pop lessons elevate the voices and share experiences of BIPOC to current and historical events. By purposefully banning this particular content, you unquestionably exclude BIPOC from equal representation. Thus, you create a school that openly favors the supposed needs of white children. This is how institutional racism perpetuates and lives on. I again emphasize a quote from the Brain Pop program. At Brain Pop, we believe the emotional and physical health of all children is paramount, and representation makes a real impact. When kids see successful, positive role models whose experiences reflect their own, they feel less isolated and more hopeful about the future. And when kids encounter people whose experience is different from themselves, it expands that their worldview and deepens their empathy. We hope that the Elanco School Board will vote to fully reinstate Brain Pop without attempting to censor topics related to race. Sincerely, Dan and Lindsay Heisig. The last comment is from Sean Reese at 348 East Main Street, New Holland, PA. Hello, I am fully intended to deliver my remarks tonight at tonight's meeting in person. However, illness in our family has prevented me from doing so. First, I want to again extend congratulations to the board members who recently won re-election. I wish you the best of luck as you enter your new term. Second, I wanted to address the topic of instructional materials in our district. I understand that there are plenty of legitimate cases where there is a need to protect students from material that is not yet age appropriate for them. That being said, I believe our administrators and teachers should be treated like the professionals that they are and empowered to select the materials that will best help learners learn without undue interference. I feel this way because I trust the parties involved. I trust my children's teachers. I trust their expertise to select appropriate educational materials. I trust them to handle delicate subjects with sensitivity and care. I also trust building administrators to ensure a curriculum is being taught with fidelity and to appropriately mediate issues that could arrive infrequently. I trust district administrators like Dr. Larkin and Dr. Hollister as well to develop a process to approve educational materials that is workable for everyone. I trust my children to tell me what they are learning at school. And finally, I trust my wife and I to instill a belief system in our children that won't be upended by the occasional opposing beliefs at school or a single Brain Pop video. Last week, I met with each of my daughter's teachers for parent-teacher conferences. Every year, I continue to be blown away by the dedication and professionalism of each and every one of them. When you look in their eyes during each conference, I saw in each case incredible people who just want to make my kids love learning and support them along the way. I trust each one of them to select appropriate educational materials. However, I resent that these amazing teachers may be forced to teach without all the best resources at their disposal, and in turn, the learning gains made by my children could be impacted negatively as well. If you don't trust the teachers to make best educational decisions, I respect that, but I am saddened all the same. Keep in mind, after all, that some of you already placed your confidence in these teachers at least once when you voted to hire them. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Justin. And that's all of them then? All right, thank you. All right, this time we'll take the people from the audience that would like to address the board. Just a reminder, we allow up to 5 minutes. With Justin being our timekeeper, when you get to 4 minutes, he'll raise four fingers up, and then at five, we'll have to ask you to draw to an end. We also ask that the people in the audience have a proper decorum and no booing or cheering, regardless of what your feelings may be about what's being addressed here at this time. With that being said, in the order I got them, we'll start with Joan Benjamin.
Excuse my voice. I'm at the last stage of a head cold, and that's all it is.
Okay. Okay.
I'm honored to be here, and I honor all of you who are here. And I commend you for the ones who put your names up for re-election, because the community does know what you're going through over the last years. We know that this is a strange time. Maybe nothing especially different. There have always been issues, but you're under a lot of pressure, and you've got our respect, and you've got our support, and you've got our prayers. My name is Joan Benjamin. I've been in New Holland since 1989. If you can tell, I'm from the Bronx originally. Came down with two kids, and they spent a lot of their time in the Elanco system, and I was very happy about it. I've always been very happy that I chanced upon New Holland town by accident. I've always been happy to be here and hope and trust that sentiment has mostly been reciprocated. So I would like to open with prayer. But if you don't mind, I don't know what one pop brain pop is, but I'd like to put in a plug for an organization here that you all know, which is CrossNet. And I think it would do a lot of people in this town a lot of good to go and see these kids hanging around with each other of every background, ethnic, color, boys and girls, their kids, and they've got a lot to teach us. And they've got it right. So I would be glad to open this up with prayer. Lord God, we come to you first because you are first. All our successes, all our plans, deliberations, comments, we put under your authority, under your wisdom. We pray, Lord God, for this board and all the people who are here, that we understand that you are the source of all truth, wisdom, reality, knowledge. And we pray, Lord God, that we will continue to look to your face and your word to guide us in these times, as always. Our concern, Lord God, the reason we're here is for kids, for children. And we know that they are deeper on your heart than even in ours. So we place our kids, their protection, their welfare, their futures in your hands. And we place this gathering under your authority. May we be led by, again, the wisdom of your word and your righteousness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeremy Weaver.
I just want to say thank you to all of you for the work you guys do. You don't get paid for it, and all my kids are better as a result of you guys being here. So thank you. And I just want to thank you again for the courage you guys had, you know, back in the beginning of school when you had the option for parents to sign off for masks for their kids. And I appreciate that. I'm just ask that you continue that trend, and I would ask that masks be made optional for everyone, including staff and teachers. And then as it relates to like all the technology stuff that was talked about last week, I appreciate the way that you guys are looking through it and evaluating it carefully. I think it's very important, in some cases even yearly. Once it has gone through that process, I do think it's important not to micromanage teachers. I know what I would feel like if I had to submit everything I do to be reviewed. So I don't know that you guys are necessarily thinking of that, but I just kind of wanted to put that out there. My experiences with our kids' teachers has been very positive, to the point where they've been very good about coming to us with, hey, we're gonna play this video, or we're going to do this, you know, this media, whatever it is, and giving us the option to you know, have our kids not participate or participate. So I'm sure there's teachers that want to push an agenda, but at that point, isn't it a staffing issue, probably more than a media issue, right? So I just want to say that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. Okay. All right. Then the last one I have for tonight is Dave Horst.
Good evening, Board. Good to see you all here tonight. I wanted to congratulate the ones that won. I would have liked to have been up there with you, but this year I really do appreciate the stance that you're taking on issues, and it's very apparent to me that you are taking every situation that's come up seriously, and you're giving it thought. You're taking time to study it, to go beyond the surface and dig down in and see what's behind things. I really appreciate that. And along those lines, our actions, our decisions we make have repercussions. And I was talking to two separate board members in the last couple weeks about the new superintendent. One said to me, it's going to be hard to pick one because there's more than one really, really good one. And another board member told me that I'm going to be really excited about the next superintendent. So I'm glad you're taking the time, but I think a decision you made in September brought these out, because when the person spoke in September that said they're going to be looking for superintendents, I don't know who that guy was, but he acted like it was going to be kind of tough finding one. But the stance you took on the masks probably went viral, whether you know it or not. And there are superintendents out there and teachers that are looking for a school board with a backbone, a school board that's going to say, you know what, this is wrong, and we're going to buck the system. Our governor's wrong for instituting it. Pennsylvania Board of Education is wrong for pushing it. The teachers' union is wrong. We are going to do, we've investigated it. I gave you from our doctor, and it was given to every board member. You investigate it yourself. You made a decision to, in my opinion, protect your students. Our family doctor said he won't even treat any children 17 and under with a mask because he said it's child abuse. So because it doesn't affect them much. So your decision, I think, brought superintendents out of the woodwork that would not have applied if you would not have taken the stance you took. I appreciate more than you can understand what you've been doing since September. You have really you've been doing what we voted you in to do, and I really appreciate it. And I think and I hope that most of the citizens will see the same thing I see, and that we can really work together. We can kind of team up if you need help with anything or whatever. Call on us. Maybe we can be assistants if you need help with something. So, all right. All right. Really appreciate what you're doing.
All right, thank you, Dave, and appreciate the offer.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right, moving on to the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
We moved. Is there a second?
Second.
And properly moved and second? Okay. Okay, that's right. Sorry, Paul, you cannot make them. Okay, we need a new person to make the motion.
So moved.
All right, and a second?
Second.
Okay, both Brian's. All right. We're good with that. Now we're opening it up to further discussion on the consent agenda. Are there any questions about the consent agenda, any items under the consent agenda? All right. Hearing none. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Action items. We have one there, the District 2021-22 Health Safety Plan. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
It's been properly moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been properly seconded. We open it up to further discussion.
I guess I just have a question regarding that and whether or not where the exemption letters stood regarding and in relation to the health and safety plan, and whether or not we are requiring those exceptions to be signed still, considering the new legislative lawsuit stuff that kind of carried through this week, and what we're doing with the staff in regards to that. I don't know if Dr. Larkin, you can speak to that or any other.
I think that would be good, yes.
At this point, Dr. Hollister has said that we are not requiring exception letters, and staff and faculty that have exception letters on file don't have to wear the mask. Nobody's being questioned about whether or not they're wearing masks.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other further questions? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to reports. Mr. Ramsey.
Yes, we did meet. The Tax Bureau did meet on November 10th. The purpose of the meeting was to approve the 2022 budget. The Tax Bureau is on a calendar year basis, and also to hear the audit presentation. As in regards to the budget, we continue to our collection fee, our net collection fee, continues to decline each year. Back in 2016, it was 1.75% of the total revenue collected. In 2020-21, they are projecting it to be to end up being about 1.35%. So it's amazing that, you know, 98.65% of every dollar comes back to us. They are proposing to retain the 1.7 just initially, but as you know, they only keep or collect what they actually need. And therefore, again, this year they will be waiving the collection fee for November and December. So that's been pretty typical throughout the years. In regards to the audit, again, it's been an outstanding audit. Their controls from collection to distribution to the member districts and municipalities is second to none, doing a great job, and they had received an exceptional report. So, again, our money's well protected. So that's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Ramsey? All right. Hearing none, moving on to the IU 13, Mr. Urban.
The IU Board of Directors met on November 10th, and our meeting started out with a highlight that the IU 13 was named the best large business workplace in Lancaster County for 2021, and that is done on the employees nominating and voting for their business to be the best place to work in Lancaster County. And the IU 13 is the best large business in Lancaster County to work according to their employees. So in this year and year and a half of the COVID mess, you can still make your employees happy if you really work at it. And we will do that here also. The board approved payment of $10,807,000 in invoices. Business services had 67 new or additions to existing contracts approved. Instructional services had 3 new contracts approved. And human resources had 5 new contracts approved. We had 16 employees resign this month, had 4 employees terminated this month, hired 21 new employees this month, and had a 25 change of positions or salaries this month. And I did give the board and the administrators a copy of the Helping Districts Help Students and the report that I just used to read my report. And if anyone has any questions, I'll answer that now or get back to you with an answer in a timely fashion.
All right. Anybody have any follow-up questions for Mr. Irvin? All right. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
All right, moving on to the Lancaster CTC, Mrs. Mayo.
Okay, we did have a meeting in October, but I was unable to attend, so I don't have a report.
All right, thank you. Legislative, not a whole lot going on up in Harrisburg. The House of Representatives was back in session starting today. Basically, a lot of call it housekeeping type of things, things that they go through every year. The Senate, I believe, comes back in early December for a brief session, so usually not too much gets done here at the end of the year. So it's they're wrapping up the year and looking forward to starting all over in January. That concludes our reports. Moving on to the superintendent's report.
Tom, can I, on legislative, just before we skip, I just think it might be better if I bring up or mention one thing on legislative.
Sure, go ahead.
Regarding the PSBA federal legislative edition emails that we get. Mm. And that's why I just think it might fit here better than later. I know that there was a letter that was put out that was in the email, COVID vaccination clinic letter that was put out to the principals of schools. And I just thought I'd ask administration if there was any thing that you guys had discussed from that letter that was put to you guys and what you guys had been thinking towards that, and then possibly that we might need to discuss any of that.
At this point, we have not had any discussions about vaccine clinics coming here to Eastern Lancaster County School District. We, Keith and I spoke about it as well, and we do not see a need for that to happen here. I went to Stouffer's on Friday and got my booster. They were very nice. I recommend them if you want to go for a booster. CVS is also available, so we're not looking at this point to have any on-site vaccination clinics.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And
I agree with Nadine. I got my booster on Thursday. Felt like a truck ran over me on Friday, but I'm good to go. So, but I
would
agree.
Recommend Tylenol.
Well, I avoid painkillers. I as much as possible. I have to be in real serious pain before I take a painkiller. All right. Moving along, Dr. Larkin, do you have any comments under the superintendent's report tonight?
I did just want to bring up, I know that Mr. Conroy last week had some additions to the policies for medical or exemptions from vaccines. Just to let you know that we do accept religious exemptions, and at this point there's 80 in our district. Philosophical exceptions, which you discussed, we also accept, and there's 44. We have 11 medical exceptions. We have 31 learners who are on provisional status at this point, meaning they're working through the required vaccines. And we have over 1,500 learners who are vaccinated per requirements by the state. So we're doing everything that you wanted to add in the verbiage. If we want to add it, I don't have a problem with it, but I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Any further questions for Dr. Larkin before we move on? All right. Moving on to announcements. I have two I'd like to make, and I'll start with for the past several weeks, the Board of Directors have conducted a thorough and exhaustive interview process for the next superintendent of the Elanco School District. We are pleased to inform the public that we have reached a tentative agreement with a candidate. At this time, we are verifying references, clearances, and Act 168. We hope to announce the candidate at our December 6th board meeting. So that's where we stand on that. The other announcement is on the meeting we have in December. The December 6th meeting is also the reorganization of the board. So that meeting, per Pennsylvania School Code, falls on the first Monday of December versus our usual board meetings, which are on the second and third. So the next meeting we will have will be on the first Monday in December, same time, 7 o'clock, and it'll be reorganization of the board. It'll be, looks like it could be a very busy evening. So that concludes my two announcements, unless some of the other board members have any other announcements or information for the good.
I have an announcement I'd like to make. I just would like to give a little plug for the extra give that's on Friday. If you would like to support the Spartan Foundation for Education, it's a nonprofit foundation within the school district that provides funds to teachers, students, parents, administration, you know, people who would like to have something new, something interesting, something exciting done within their classroom or within their school. So in the past, we have sponsored trips to Germany, to Costa Rica, actually that got canceled because of COVID, to Peru, to Vietnam. We've done a lot of work in the classrooms and stuff. Extragive.org, search for the Spartan Foundation for Education. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Just give a little plug.
Thank you very much. Any other comments for this evening? All right. Hearing none, do I have a motion to close the meeting?
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. See you on the first Monday in December at 7 o'clock, December 6th.